Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I'm just not in the mood. I don't have the time for this. I don't have the time for any of this. And you know what I'm talking about because I just communicated to you nonverbal. And me and my nonverbal peeps, we're on the same level. And you're not on that level yet. Go ahead and ask someone to help you out to get on that level. And it's not too big of a, it's not too high of a level or anything to that where it requires you to study, where it requires you to do things that you normally would or would not do, I should say. It's just more so of being able to pick up on key points, being able to pick up on the just itty bitty tiny or minute detail about something. From there, it can help you out. From there, you can solve the puzzle. From there, you can solve the riddle. From there, you can just do about anything. And yes, now that you know, now that everyone knows, because it was communicated to everyone, I don't know what got into me. I don't know what happened. And this is not something that usually happens. This is not something that normally happens. This is something that just, I don't know, everything lined up. It was almost like a crescent moon. It was almost like a crescent moon. Definitely not a full moon, because if it was a full moon, things would have just probably, it would have been worse. Things would have been worse. I'm still out of my element. I'm still trying to recall, trying to remember why everything went left, why everything just came different, why everything is not normally or not the same. Either way, either or. Because I don't know what to say. Definitely do not know what to say yet. Probably not going to say sorry. Probably not going to say sorry. Other than that, definitely do not know what to say. Because when I listen to my music, when I listen to my music, and when I'm making music, or when I'm just singing, dancing, doing what it do, I like to make my chest pop. I like to dance. I like to do things that make me feel good. And you knew that. And you know that. I like to do all the things that make me feel good. And if I'm listening to my jam, if I'm rocking out to my station, if I'm just, oh, my song is on, I know all the words. Or my song is on, I know some of the words. I'm going to make up the rest of the words as I go. And I'm just going to hit the pitches, hit the high notes, hit the low notes, hit all of the notes. And yes, it's okay because this is how we play. Yes, it's okay because it's an understanding. Yes, it's okay because we have an agreement. Yeah, it's okay. And it's not battery. It is not something that will get you in trouble. It's all good here. It is all good. And I wish I could just tell you that every time my song come on, every time my music is playing, every time that I'm just driving, or every time I'm in the shower, or every time I'm in karaoke, or every time I'm at the bar, or every time I'm at the club, or every time I'm anywhere and my songs and my tunes come on, I wish I could tell you every time I make my chest pop. Yet, I can't say that. Because if I say that, I would not be a truth teller. And that is another thing. Truth teller here. We are truth tellers. I'm a truth teller. You're a truth teller. He's a truth teller. She's a truth teller. We're truth tellers. We are truth tellers. So I can't say that. I cannot say that. I can't begin to imagine that, because it doesn't happen every time. It doesn't happen every time. It's not 100%. But everybody want to keep it 100. So I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it really, really real. Doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen all the time. I wish I could say that. I wish it would, because there's nothing more
that I like doing. Well, there's a few other things that I like doing more. I'm just going to say this is in the top five. Making my chest pop to my tunes, making my chest pop to a song and karaoke and doing what it do and all that stuff. It's definitely in the top five. It's in the top five of the things that I like to do. It's in the top five. Yet, I can't do it all the time. Yet, I don't do it all the time. And it's not that I don't want to. And it's not that I don't try. It's just that sometimes the mood ain't right. Just sometimes it doesn't feel good. Sometimes it just feels like it's the wrong thing to do. Mentally, I can just push myself to do it anyway. I can just come up with all these calculations and all the numbers and stuff and the logic, mathematics and stuff, and be like, I want to do this every time. Therefore, doing this every time, I have to try. Even though if I don't want to, I have to try. I'm going to try to do this every time because I have to keep it 100. I have to get it 100. It has to be 100%. If it's not 100%, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. No, definitely not going to go that. Definitely that's not the case because my gut feeling, my intuition just telling me sometime it don't feel right. Sometime it doesn't feel good. Sometime I just can't do it. Therefore, I'm just going to go with the gut feeling. I'm just going to go with my feelings. If it don't make me feel good, I'm not going to do it. If it don't make me feel good and if it don't feel right, I'm not going to do it. So I can't do it all the time and I can't lie or I can't mislead and say that I do it all the time, because that's not the case. That is not the case. And that's why I'm saying that, you know, because I communicated to you nonverbal. I communicated to you nonverbal. And we in a no judge zone. And everybody knows, because we done told the person next to us who maybe, just maybe, not in a nonverbal communication level. They're getting there, not there just yet. Can't say that some of the noobs, I can't say that the noobs don't know. Because, hey, you're trying. Maybe you just missed a few words here or there. Or maybe you just missed the communication completely and you caught the tail end of it. I don't know. But yet, it's time to fill in. It is time to fill in so everybody's on the same level. And it's a no judge zone. No judge zone. I wish I could say that every time my music and my jams and all that stuff came on, I made my chest pop and I did all the things that make me feel good. But sometimes you just don't want to. Sometimes it just doesn't feel right. And today, just driving, it's like, oh, okay, got a few stops to make, got a few things to do. It's like, oh, I got to make some things happen. Got my jams playing, got my jams playing randomly, just randomly. It's not no playlist that I created. Nah, definitely not a playlist I created. It's definitely not just a radio station, because nah, that's like fighting words, telling me to listen to a radio station, imagining me listening to a radio station. However, if it's an internet radio station, then there's a difference. Terrestrial? Nah. We broke up a long time ago. We went our separate ways a long time ago. We just don't kick it like that anymore. And I feel as though if I put you on, or I feel as though that if I just try to bring things, try to make things like how they used to be, you'll get the wrong idea. And I don't need you getting the wrong idea here, because that's over with. That's over with and gone. We're never, ever, ever getting back together again. And yes, I'm quoting my favorite person of all time. Yes, I'm quoting my favorite person of all time. And if you don't know, I just communicated to you nonverbal.
Terrestrial stations, nah, internet stations, hey, yeah, yeah. I can give you benefit of the doubt because still there's a little bit of, there's a little bit of wiggle room, but not that much. Just a little bit, but not that much. But nah, this was none of this. It wasn't nothing to do anything about station. It was just some of the music that I had readily available. And so there wasn't a specific song that I wanted to hear, because I'm going to be frank. I can't be listening to my workout playlist while driving. If I'm listening to my workout playlist while driving, that's not good for anybody. That's not good for me. That's not good for the other peeps on the road. That's not good for anybody. I'm feeling good. I'm in the zone. I'm making my chest pop, and I'm wishing somebody would. I'm wishing somebody would try me. Oh, you gonna get over without a blinker? Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. Where you going? So it's not good. It's not good for anybody because playing that workout playlist while I'm driving, I could be just driving, but it's recreating me working out. It's recreating me training. And if it's doing all that, when I'm training, I am breaking down perfectly good fibers, perfectly good tissues to build up new ones better and improved than before. That doesn't feel too good. I gotta be angry. I gotta be mad to do that. You have to be mad. You have to challenge that madness too, and it's got to go somewhere. You can't just keep it inside, because if you keep it inside, that's not good for you. You gotta release it, and releasing it while driving it, yeah, about that. So it was definitely not the workout playlist or the workout songs that I was playing. Nah, it was just random. It was just some random, some new, some old, some different, and so it's just on. And the drive that I had to make, it wasn't that long of a drive, maybe a 5-10 minute drive, something like that. And the song that came on, I can't and I don't recognize the song. I just know the person who performed the song. Yeah, I just know the person who performed the song. And I just have to say, I was definitely not expecting what happened to happen. None of that. Song came on, it was playing, I was like, okay, yeah. And all of a sudden, my mood was just like, oh, okay. I need to get off the road. I need to get where I'm going ASAP. I need to get where I'm going. Why am I not there yet? Why am I not there yet? I should have been there a minute ago. Why does my car go so slow? It should be going faster than this. What's going on? And all of this emotion and all this stuff was just like, whoa. And it wasn't necessarily the angry workout kind of vibe or the kind of mood or the kind of feeling. It was more of the irritation, just annoyed. And this short ride felt like an eternity. It seemed like it was forever, because I'm in the car. I'm just trying to go. I'm just trying to do what it do. Hurry up and get to the spot, because I just feel like I don't need to be on this road right now, because I'm annoyed. And I'm just going like, yeah. And I have to say, I owe it all to the song that came on. I owe it all to the artist that came on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the only other possibility that all of this took place. That's the only other reason why all of this happened. I can't think, I can't recall, I can't remember any other reason or reasoning behind this. None. So I'm just driving along and this song comes on and then everything just went like, oh, yeah, I'm annoyed. I need to hurry up and go. Why aren't you going faster? And so I'm going up a hill sort of on the highway, Loto route. And this spot or this place, I usually go a certain speed. And I usually have to put my car in a certain gear because I'm, you know, going up a hill and I wanted to just like, well, this time, today, this moment, listening to that song, having that song play, I'm like, I'm just like, okay, we gotta go. We gotta go. And there's a certain speed limit too, where you should, or a speed limit that they recommend that you go while traveling up the hill. Nah, I wasn't having any of that. I was like, hey, I gotta go. Cars off to the other side because, you know, don't want to get in front or just be in the way of another vehicle wanting to go faster. So it's like, hey, we're over here, you over there. But the only thing about that is, there's a point in time where the lanes combine, and so therefore you have to like be above and beyond, or you have to be in front of the other vehicles before all the lanes merge into this like whole catastrophe. But I'm not going to get into that because we're not complaining today either. I'm going faster than I like normally go up this spot. And it's like, and I'm just shooting by, like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then there's this other fellow, not necessarily close behind me, but this other fellow had the same idea that I had. And they were just shooting by too. So it was like me leading the way, and I had my partner behind me. Yeah, it's my partner. I have no clue who it was, but hey, we were doing the same thing. We were in the same mood. We were sharing the same vibe. Hey, sharing is caring. We were going through the same exact emotion or mood or feelings or whatever. I don't know if we were listening to the same song or not, because mine was on my music machine. Definitely not a station. Definitely not a radio station. So maybe my loud music was so loud that he was hearing it too, and it had the same effect on him as well. And I was just leading the way. I was like, hey, don't worry, buddy. I got you. Just follow me. We're gonna make it. We're gonna be all right. So I'm just like, ooh. He's behind me too. And it's like, we're just going. And before the lanes merged together, I was like, and I kind of looked back in my rear view to make sure that he was gonna make it too, because there was like another car that was going slower and it was about to like merge as well. And I was just making sure that I was going fast enough to give him enough room so he can beat out the slower car and merge in and then do what it do from there. I was able to pull it off. I was able to allow enough space in between me and the other vehicle where he could squeeze in and just like doot doot, like in out, and just, so it was good. No worries there. And so we just kind of like went, just shot forward, and then he shot forward, and then did the whole like gave him the hat tips, like, hey, yeah, I got you, we cool, sharing is caring. Gave me the hat tip back, and then we just like went on our merry little way after that little spot. But still, the song was playing and I just had to finish. I just had to get where I needed to go, because It wasn't feeling too good. It wasn't feeling right. Just the mood of it was just something was different. Something was different. It wasn't the same. I just needed to get where I'm going ASAP. I just needed to get where I'm going quick. I just needed for it all to just be over. If I could have just snapped my fingers and been like, voila, or voila, it's over. And I'd be like, yeah, oh yeah. But I wasn't necessarily angry. I was just annoyed. Not necessarily angry, but I was just annoyed. And that's why I gotta say, Jerry Jones, you're not my boy. You're not my partner. We're not on the same team, but I like chaos. Me and chaos are cool. Me and chaos are friends. Me and chaos are boys. Me and chaos sharing is caring. Me and chaos like to kick it. Me and chaos like kickbacks. Me and chaos like chaos. I like chaos more or just as much as chaos like chaos. So Jerry Jones, you doing what you doing to the NFL. You doing what you doing to the other NFL owners. We ain't on the same team, but I like chaos. And me and chaos gonna kick it. So if you wanna come and create and kick chaos and be with chaotic at the same time, I'm all for it. I can't disagree. I can't complain. I won't complain. I know the mood ain't right. I know my vibe ain't right. I know I'm feeling what I'm feeling. I want to make my chest pop. I want to dance. I want it all be over with one day. I want to be all over with real soon one day. I want the NFL to get what it deserves. I want Roger Goodell to get what he deserves. I want the owners to get what they deserve. But most important, I want chaos. And Jerry Jones, you giving me chaos right now. Jerry Jones, you are giving me chaos right now. We still ain't on the same team. I still dislike a lot of the things you said, a lot of the things you did. However, friend of my friend, my enemy, my enemy is still my enemy. But as long as he creating chaos, it's all good with me. It's all good with me. And I'm making my chest pop. Thank you.